Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fourth and final hour of our get-together, affectionately known as a 9 o'clock stretch. Oh, yeah. Does that feel good? Yes, it does. Let's call it 9:07 time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, and the government is still shut down day 15. We talked to Congresswoman Kat Kamick earlier. Doesn't look like there's going to be any quick resolution at this point. It's not. That's not what it's looking like. But we'll hope for the best there. All right. And you remember the kid that said he was abducted, what, by some Hispanic guys or something? And it was a hoax, right? Well, the 17-year-old Marion County boy accused of faking the abduction, which prompted an Amber Alert multi-agency search. Well, he's been arrested. Yep, on Tuesday, 17-year-old Caden Rex Spite was arrested by the Marion County Sheriff's Office for the following charges: presenting false evidence, shooting into a conveyance, making a false report of a crime, and possession of a firearm by a minor. It was back on Thursday, September 25th, FDLE issued the Amber Alert for Spite. At the time, authorities stated that Spite was last seen in Dunellen around 4:10 p.m. in the afternoon. It was believed he may have been shot and abducted by four Hispanic individuals who were traveling in a van. Marion County Sheriff's Office stated the family location safety app, Life 360, indicated that Spite's last known location was near Southwest Highway 484 in Dunellen. When deputies arrived on scene, they found an abandoned truck that belonged to Spite. During an inspection, law enforcement observed a bullet hole through the windshield and suspected blood. Spite's severely damaged cell phone was found, along with drag marks in the dirt and bicycle tracks that led from the vehicle. He went to some extent, didn't he, to try to pull off this hoax. And so, while the law enforcement was looking for Spite, with assistance from other state and federal agencies, investigators discovered that Spite had purchased a bicycle, a tent, and camping supplies from an Ocala Walmart shortly before he went missing. He had also sent text messages to his family claiming that he had been shot and abducted. In a media release, MCSO and the investigators determined that Spite had fired the shot through the windshield, splattered a mixture of blood in the truck, and destroyed the cell phone. An eyewitness spoke with investigators and reported that Spite had left the area on a bicycle. While investigating the disappearance, detectives learned that he had mentioned running away before. On his laptop, ChatGPT searches about collecting his blood without causing pain and Mexican cartels. On the afternoon of Friday, September 26th, Williston Police Department officers located Spite, and he allegedly had a handgun and a bicycle in his possession. He attempted to continue the ruse and had a self-inflicted gunshot wound to his leg, which shattered his femur and required medical treatment. I mean, talk about a guy, a youngster, I don't know, he's 17, who was really trying to pull this off, and when he realized he wasn't going to get away with it, he shot himself in the leg? Wow. Do we know? It doesn't say anything like, what was the motive for all that? If it was about getting attention, well, you definitely succeeded there. So he's been arrested, and of course, there's the charges: presenting false evidence, shooting into a conveyance, making a false report of a crime, possession of a firearm by a minor. He is he's in a little bit of trouble, you could say. Yeah. Some bad guys in Chicago in trouble, too. Yeah. It's not a good idea to ram your car into anybody else's car in general. But if you ram it into a car that, you know, has federal officers inside of it, it's probably not going to go well for you. Two illegal migrants taken into custody Tuesday crashed their vehicle into a Border Patrol vehicle in Chicago during an immigration enforcement operation, leading to a clash with protesters. Luis Gerardo Perella Ramirez and Yonder Enrique Tenif Perez were both from Venezuela. They were detained Tuesday morning for allegedly ramming a Border Patrol vehicle and attempting to flee the scene. Oh, so they really thought they could get away, huh? This morning, while conducting an operation in Chicago, a vehicle driven by an illegal alien rammed a Border Patrol vehicle, attempted to flee the scene. Border Patrol pursued the vehicle, was eventually able to stop it, utilizing an authorized precision immobilization technique maneuver, otherwise known as PIT. The old PIT maneuver, eh? Once the vehicle was stopped, the suspects, who are both illegal aliens, attempted to flee on foot. Border Patrol arrested the subjects and attempted to secure the scene, and then the crowd began to form. Eventually turned hostile, eventually crowd control measures were used. This is dangerous work that ICE is doing. And, yeah, getting protection from, say, the National Guard is very important. But yet a judge just ruled in Chicago that they can't patrol, they can't arrest anybody, they can't even protect federal buildings. Is that nonsense or what? I'd mentioned several times this morning that it's homecoming weekend. University of Florida alumni will be flocking back. Roads will be busy. Some roads will be closed on Friday for the homecoming parade. So University and 13th, I'd avoid that on Friday, especially around noon, because that is when that's going to occur. Florida plays Mississippi State at 4:15 in the Swamp. And while football gets a lot more attention, there are plenty of other good things going on at the University of Florida. Apparently, they have the fastest computer, supercomputer, that's owned by a university. Yep. They wanted to be the nation's AI university. And Board of Trustees Chair, our commitment to AI is not just promoting economic growth across the state and giving our students the tools they need to be America's next generation of leaders. It also is protecting lives every day, preserving resources, feeding the world, improving health outcomes, and making Florida stronger, safer, and better prepared for tomorrow. And what's it called? Hypergator? H-I-P-E-R, Hypergator. Located in the data center, is the latest upgrade in UF supercomputer, which dates to 2013 with the investment of Hypergator 1.0. All right. So in 2020, we made a quantum leap with the gift of Hypergator 3. And that was a gift from the guy from NVIDIA. Wow. So, UF, the supercomputer, the best supercomputer, the fastest one out of any and all universities. That's a pretty big deal. Now let's see how fast they can run around the football field on Saturday. And some are questioning or how fast they can get a new coach. Oh, did I say that out loud? Happy hump day, Trump day, my friends. Come on, let's pump it up. It's going to be gorgeous. It is 9:15 right now, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Saving women's sports. Yep, I've got some recent information on that. Yeah, brand new. It is 9:21 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So the legal defense to save women's sports scored a big win in its Supreme Court battle over transgender athletes this week after an Idaho trans athlete tried to have the potential landmark SCOTUS case dropped. A federal judge struck down the attempt to dismiss it and ruled that the case should proceed. U.S. District Judge David Nye, appointed by President Trump in 2017, rejected former Boise State trans athlete Lindsay Hecox's motion to dismiss the case. The trans athlete started the legal battle in 2020, but tried to have it dismissed in September after the Supreme Court agreed in July to hear the case. Now Nye has denied the request. Nye emphasized that after years of litigation, Idaho has a fair right to have its arguments heard and adjudicated once and for all, and that the court feels like this athlete's mootness argument is, as above, somewhat manipulative to avoid Supreme Court review and should not be endorsed. So the Little versus Hecox lawsuit was initially filed by Hecox back in 2020 when the trans athlete wanted to join the women's cross-country team at Boise State and had the state's law to prevent trans athletes from competing in women's sports blocked. Hecox was joined by an anonymous biological female student, Jane Doe, who was concerned about the potential of being subjected to the sex dispute verification process. The challenge was successful as a federal judge blocked Idaho state law. So this will move forward, and the SCOTUS will take up that case, and then you're going to have some finality to it, I would imagine. So there you go. A little closer to home, do you remember that case? There were two neighbors. One had some kids, and her neighbor sometimes would have some disputes with the kids or whatever, and it, you know, I guess it escalated, but at one point, the neighbor, known as A.J. Owens, was knocking on the door of her neighbor, Susan Lorenz. This was back in 2023. And Susan Lorenz shot through the door and ended up killing A.J. Owens. Well, guess what? Netflix is bringing a documentary based on this to be available on Friday. The Perfect Neighbor, it's called, will debut on Netflix Friday, October 17th. A documentarian who created this has also created other films related to social justice issues. Now, if you remember, A.J. Owens was black, Susan Lorenz was white. So it'll be interesting how the documentary, how much focus is on that, and it'll be interesting to see, how this is kind of laid out. Apparently, it won an award at Sundance, and it focuses on the relationship between the late Owens and Lorenz, including recorded calls to 911, law enforcement visits with neighbors and Lorenz, and the interactions between Lorenz and the children in the neighborhood. Apparently, there's multiple video recordings from body-worn cameras from the Marion County Sheriff's Office for the months leading up to that fatal shooting. And in addition to its selection at Sundance, it apparently was at other film festivals and well-received across the country. So this will be, hugely local, definitely followed, the event itself and afterwards. So there'll be a lot of local interest, to say the least, and probably some national interest as well. All right. On a much happier note, kids are being told some spooky stories. That's going on at Fort King this weekend. Kid-friendly activity, spooky stories. They call it Stories Under the Stars, Phantoms in the Fort. And it'll be this Saturday from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Fort King National Historic Landmark. Family-friendly, of course. Stories strange and eerie. Now, it begins with kid-friendly activities from 5 to 7. Fun tales at 7. But as the sun begins to set and it gets a little darker and spookier out, and they'll start to tell spookier stories from 8 to 9 p.m. Ooh, don't you think that's scary, kids? No cost to attend the event. Encourage to bring your own chairs, blankets, and snacks. Seating limited. Visitors are welcome. And parking will be available at the Klein Lot on Northeast 41st Avenue. So, yeah. Take the kids out for a spooky story. But don't blame me when they wake up in the middle of the night with a bone-chilling scream. Ah! Are you ready for Halloween yet? Wonder what the popular outfits are going to be this year. You know, I mean, well, you got things politically that could go. There's sports figures and characters, entertainment people that have been in the news. So there's a lot of different, things. Hey, the Gainesville City Commission agrees to sell stadium land to the school board. Wow. I think either the city or the school board has any money, but when does that ever stop the folks around here from doing business with the taxpayers' money or putting the taxpayers in debt? 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. And we're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. But coming up next, we're going to talk to Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Yeah, that's coming up in just minutes right here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:37. It's the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for hanging out. And happy Hump Day Trump Day. Top stories, government shutdown, day 15. No end in sight. All right. Hey, good news, by the way. Pumpkin Patch is open. You know, the Gainesville Church of God that does it every year. This is 14 years for them, by the way, on 39th Avenue. Well, they're doing it again, and it's bigger and better than ever. So if you get a chance, you want to stop on by, bring the kids. There's all kinds of kids' activities involved. You got a bounce house. Superheroes are showing up on a regular basis. And, of course, the pumpkin bread is available. And the pumpkin bread is so good. So anyway, if you want more information on this, go to buyapumpkinfeedachild.com. because it's a 501c3. All this goes to charity. They've been doing it for a long time. It's a big fundraiser, and it's a lot of fun. The kids absolutely love it. People make it a point to go there every year, bring the kids in, because there's so many wonderful photo ops. They still call it that, photo ops? Yeah, I think so. Hey, the October 9th General Policy Committee meeting, Gainesville City Commission agreed to sell a stadium land. This would be Citizen Field, you know, near 8th and Waldo Road. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, they're going to sell it to the school board. Kind of like, hey, we need to find a sucker over here so we can unload this white elephant. Who can we dump this turd on? Hey, the school board, they're pretty stupid. They'll buy it. I mean, don't they have a couple of members that have said really stupid, racist, anti-MAGA stuff? Yeah, that's right. Oh, we can take these bozos for a ride. Yeah, unfortunately, that's probably a fairly accurate reenactment. Look, the ideas, the things they want to do, how they want to, like, you know, renew and redo and build this nice stuff. They want a competition pool and sports fields and all that. You know, God bless them. That's great. How are you going to pay for it? That's always the $64 million question. In this case, the price went up. Now it's the $84 million question. It's fun to dream. It's fun to make plans. But how are you going to fund it? There's a lot of questions on about the funding. And where'd the school board come up with anything? Where'd they get money? They're in debt. It's not easy to wrap your head around politics in Alachua County or Gainesville specifically. It's just not easy. Not an easy endeavor at all. But that's the deal. Gainesville City Commission agrees to sell stadium land to school board, prioritizes competition pool and sports fields at 8th and Waldo. Now, the population centers are not necessarily in that area so much, but that's the location that they've chosen. So elections have consequences. And if conservatives, independents, Republicans, if they all showed up, you could have your way in the city of Gainesville in a lot of elections. But so far, that hasn't happened to a great degree. We'll have a few lone conservatives every once in a while. Oh, in the wilderness. All right. Hey, I know you're busy. I want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. You just hit subscribe, and it's that easy. Hey, new marijuana grow facility in Ocala, cultivating 50,000 square feet of product. This isn't the only one, but this is a new one. And this is property in Northeast Ocala that it acquired and redeveloped for tens of millions of dollars over the past year. They put some money into this. The organization to now cultivate and ship marijuana throughout the state of Florida, AYR Wellness, has opened its first door cultivation facility in Ocala, according to a press release that they put out yesterday. This is a 97,000 square foot building, and this is going to provide some jobs. It'll employ around 100 team members across cultivation, technical, and operational roles. Hey, look, job's a job, and this is a business, and they've made huge investments in it, so hopefully they'll do well. All right. 877-975-9825. If you want in, let's go to Rob. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, Bob. This is Rob. Just wanted to call and let you know what's making me smile today. I am just so thankful that we have a president that unifies and wants to unify our country, recognize Christianity, and just to see all these Gen Zers that are getting on the right side of the aisle and also coming back to church. So that makes me smile. Just wanted to let you know.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, Rob. And, look, a very touching moment yesterday when President Trump, awarding posthumously, of course, Charlie Kirk and all his efforts and, spoke with his wife who's taken over the operation. But, I'm feeling much more positive about the younger people in this nation, our future leaders, after all. We're not into things that make you smile yet, though, but that's a good one to kind of get the juices flowing on it, okay? We will be doing that segment, though, coming up in just a few minutes, all right? So hang in there for that. All right. 70% of people who have near-death experiences make this change. Now, some end up getting a divorce, and that's sad, and you don't know how much of that has to do with the near-death experience. But the majority of the people, what they end up doing is they reevaluate their personal relationships, which, of course, sometimes can lead to divorces. But there's also more positive things. Yep. About 15% of severely ill patients report enduring a near-death experience, which may mean having an overwhelming out-of-body sensation, an encounter with a dead loved one, a vision of a bright light, a rapid review of their life's milestones, or a profound sense of peace. To figure out how people deal with these near-death experiences, researchers at the University of Virginia surveyed 167 individuals who said they had one. One major coping mechanism stood out among the rest. Almost 70% of participants reported a shift in their religious or spiritual beliefs and their fears of death in the aftermath of their near-death experience. And in a very positive way. So that's a good sign. All right, I already got some folks lined up for things that make you smile. And that is coming up next, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now for things that make you smile, upbeat, non-political thoughts, 877-975-9825. Another day in paradise, so many reasons to smile, my friends. That's the name of this segment. By the way, welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. It is 9:51. Call in now for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts you want to share with us, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, 877-975-9825. And Rebecca, what's making you smile? Rebecca, you there?
Oh, hey, Bob. How are you?
Fantastic. What's making you smile today?
Good. Oh, my gosh. So many things. This isn't political. I believe it's really about peace, but the Israeli peace deal. My grandkids, my hubby, and walking with my friend 2 to 3 times a week.
Those are all things that make you smile. Oh, I like that. Good morning, Ray. What's making you smile?
Morning, Bob. I am walking down the fourth fairway in this weather, and that makes me smile.
Oh, man. That does sound good. It is perfect weather for that, isn't it? All right. Good morning, Denise. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. What's making me smile is being able to enjoy this beautiful weather while I'm furloughed from my government job. Now I know what retirement is all about, and I can't wait to get there.
There you go. Yep. You're getting a taste of it, I guess. Yeah, 15 days and counting for the government shutdown, but at least you can, turn it into a positive. A little bit of a break. And that's making you smile. I like it. Let's go to Good Morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob, what's making me smile is all the new jobs that will be created by that. I'm not into marijuana much, but all the jobs that will be created by that facility mentioned by Ocala. But I hope they would make recreational allowed here, because that would just be for medical people. That's what's making me smile is the new jobs. Thanks.
Yeah, that's great. The marijuana thing, if people are getting relief from it and they're, using it in a responsible way, I mean, nobody should have a problem with it. But I think I shared this with folks yesterday. There's like a statistic, I want to say something along the lines of 42% of the people involved in a serious accident, I guess, that were tested, blood tested for THC, 42% tested positive for THC in their system. So, yeah, I think, there's a different mentality. I think if you're a little bit older, you come to find out pretty quickly, if you try some of it, it is far stronger than anything you may have experienced as a younger person. I mean, through the years and the advances in the agriculture, the way they grow it and all that, I mean, they've got it down to where the THC content is tremendously higher than what the average was when we were younger. And so with that comes all kinds of baggage. I mean, you really don't want people operating a vehicle when they're stoned. I mean, I think that would be logical and common sense. And, because obviously your skills, your reaction time. I can tell you this, if somebody was stoned and a deer ran out in front of them like it did to me the other morning, they wouldn't have hit the brakes as quick as I did, and I think that made all the difference. Yeah. I told you the outcome of that was that my vehicle is basically unscathed, which is incredible. The poor deer, though, I don't think she made it. All right. Hey, don't go anywhere, because we're not done yet. The weather is awesome, and that should make everybody smile. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on for that. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A woman who owned multiple massage parlors in Marion County apparently has had her license to do business revoked. The owner, Zhao Hu Bao, on October 8th, she got her license actually revoked, and it's because she apparently lied on the application for a license about an act of prostitution that had taken place under a different business that she owned. So they yanked, the whole thing from her. Yep. And that was probably not the happy ending that she was hoping for. But it is Your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Have yourself a great, awesome day. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.